I'm Justice Lawfrey. My dad is Alan Lawfrey. He wants to be a justice too.
In 2012, an advertising campaign featuring a brown-haired boy in a suit missing his two front teeth hit the air in West Virginia. Justice Lawfrey was campaigning for his dad, Alan Lawfrey, running for an open seat on the state Supreme Court, running on West Virginia taxpayers' dollars.
But in this family, I'm the justice.
Lawfrey was the first candidate in the state's history to utilize a public campaign financing program, and he did so successfully, winning his seat.
The really good thing about public financing is it lets the judges spend time with voters instead of donors. And it can reduce the fear on the part of the public that justice might be for sale.
Bert Brandenburg is the executive director of Justice at Stake, a nonpartisan group working to keep courts across the country fair and impartial. One major way they're doing that is by running a campaign of their own, so to speak, one that supports election contribution reform nationwide. They've teamed up with the Brennan Center for Justice, a nationally recognized think tank at New York University. Alicia Bannon works as an attorney for their democracy program.
We think public financing is an important policy measure that more states should adopt. What it does is give candidates the opportunity to run competitive campaigns without needing to rely on special interest dollars. And I think we saw that in West Virginia, where a publicly financed candidate was able to win his election.
West Virginia is one of only two states where candidates for the Supreme Court can opt into a public financing program, the other, New Mexico. A study funded and released by Justice at Stake and the Brennan Center polled 1,200 people from across the country, focusing on the influence they believe campaign spending can have in the courtroom. Results show the general public believes that influence not only exists, but can have a major impact.
Up until this moment, we usually got a pretty reliable answer back through polls that we did, through polls that other organizations did, through a variety of different pollsters. No matter who asked the question, the answer would be the same, that about 3 in 4 Americans was worried that campaign money was affecting courtroom decisions. What's so striking is that for the first time, that number has really spiked up.
The study shows 87% of those polled believe both campaign donations and independent spending by special interest groups have some or a great deal of influence on a judge's decision. The Federal Election Commission limits how much money can be donated to a campaign, but special interest groups have no limits and can create campaigns like this one.
And Justice Warren McGraw and his gritty trial lawyer friends are to blame. The lawyers give McGraw thousands of campaign dollars. Then McGraw rules for them.
This ad was paid for by special interest group For the Sake of the Kids, formed by former Massey CEO Don Blankenship in 2004 to campaign against then-Justice Warren McGraw. And the campaign seems to have worked, as McGraw was defeated by now Chief Justice Brent Benjamin. It's instances like that, where a millionaire takes an interest in court decisions and tries to assert their influence through contributions, that Bannon says the public is starting to pay more attention to.
It really shows that the American public is sounding the alarm. They're concerned about the money that's pouring into these state judicial races, and it's impacting our public's confidence in the court.
Over the past decade, states that hold competitive elections, elections where candidates face off against one another like in West Virginia, have seen an influx in spending. A majority of that money is not going to the candidates themselves, but toward creating advertising campaigns and other materials. Bannon says public campaign financing is one way to level the playing field and make sure those candidates are focused on the law when they take office and not the interests of those appearing before them. But she says that's only one piece to the puzzle of reforming judicial elections nationwide and ensuring the public can have confidence in their court officials.
We also need to see recusal reform, so we need to see reforms to how judges, to when judges are required to step aside from cases so that they can't hear cases where major campaign contributors or organizations that spent significant amount of dollars directly on advertisements in support of a judge are then appearing before that very judge. We also need stronger disclosure rules so that the public can know who's actually spending money trying to influence trying to influence these races.
Brandenburg says West Virginia is on the right track, making the public financing option permanent for Supreme Court candidates earlier this year. But he says the state and the country should continue to look for ways to improve that system.
The reform is not about who wins or loses. That's immaterial. The reform is about whether you can break the link between money and the courtroom. And what we saw in North Carolina when they had the program was that there were people who won and lost using it. There were people from both parties who used it. There were people from both genders who used it. That's the whole point. It needs to be broadly applicable, and the early signs in West Virginia are that, you know, when you show that a candidate can step forward and use it, people will begin to understand that.
Brandenburg says Laufrey's ability to run a successful campaign on public dollars shows the state is leading the way in judicial campaign reform. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.